I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, March 12. Coming up, Education Ministry implements contingency measures in schools. Work to expand Ian Fleming Airport set to begin, and drainage improvement work set to impact free movement of traffic in downtown Kingston. The news in detail after the break.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has implemented contingency measures to ensure the safety, security and well-being of students in schools across the country. This in light of reports that the island's public sector teachers have taken industrial action. No instructions have been given for schools to be closed. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Roel Reed says he's aware of the teachers' concerns and has referred the matter to the Ministry of Labour for consideration.
We understand their own concerns, like also the government has its own concerns, and we hope that both parties can work out an amicable resolution to this particular matter. But as Minister of Education, Youth and Information, I have to ensure that the primacy of concern and interest reside both with our teachers and our students in particular, and so I have to make sure that there is normality as much as possible in the system while the teachers are advocating for a resolution of their wage negotiations.
The Education Minister was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Work to expand the Ian Fleming International Airport in Boscobel, St. Mary is slated to begin this week. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the work will involve expansion of the terminal building at the airport as well as the widening of the runway, noting that the long-term objective is to make the airport a regional hub.
And then the phase two is to lengthen the runway. We'll be going across the highway with a box culvert so the planes will taxi across the highway. We are purchasing 4 lots of land on the seaside.
The National Security Minister was speaking at the recent groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of a new police station in Port Maria. The minister says 2 airlines have already expressed interest in being based at the airport. Motorists are being advised that drainage improvement work is underway in sections of downtown Kingston and will affect the free movement of traffic. The National Works Agency, NWA, has started work to replace a defective drain cover in the vicinity of the Denhamtown Police Station and reconstruct a stormwater drain and sidewalks at the North Parade Bus Bay. Both projects are part of a $10 million drainage improvement program being implemented by the NWA in several locations across the corporate area.
And over the years, with the wear of tires, the parts of the cover has become dislodged from the drain itself, and so when motorists pass by, it makes a loud banging noise. The situation in the drain has deteriorated somewhat over the past few days, and now it poses a danger to the motoring public. So what we have done is that we have restricted that area between Industrial Terrace and North Street to single lane traffic traveling towards downtown Kingston.
Senior Communication and Customer Services Officer at the NWA, Ramona Lawson. Bus operators are being advised to exercise caution when entering and leaving the North Parade Bus Bay, as the bus lanes will be restricted during the repair work. And Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Audley Shaw, says approximately 800 persons have applied for the government's Special Early Retirement Program, SERP. SERP sought to incentivize specific categories of government workers aged 50 to 59 years to take up early retirement. Special incentives under the program include 2 weeks' salary for each year of service up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment in lieu of accumulated vacation leave.
It is understandable that some may be distracted from the long-term transformation strategy by the short-term work to reduce the cost of financing the public sector. It is about structural changes to the public sector that make it more efficient, reduces the bite it takes out of the budget. This will create more space for Jamaica to invest in becoming more efficient and more competitive.
SERP is part of the government's public sector transformation program aimed at making the public sector more efficient and productive. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.